Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Good morning, everybody. 9:08 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin, the Andy Griffin Show here. I'm on location up at the Voorhees State Baseball Playoffs, but in studio, I think she can hear me, Nanette Billings, Mayor of Hurricane City.
Here.
Nanette, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. good to hear your voice. I'm glad you came in today. Just a little bit going on right now in Hurricane City, and in particular at Copper Rock Golf Course.
Nanette, they say if there's not one thing, there's 12.
Tell us about the tournament. And by the way, before you start, we have tickets to the Epson Tour tournament going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And yeah, we got tickets. It's all you have to do is text me at 467-5842. That's the 45 area code, 467-5842. We'll put you on the list. I've got quite a few tickets to give away, so we would love for folks to go and check it out. Of course, next week is the senior LPGA at Copper Rock. But tell us about this week, Nanette.
All right, so this week we have 120 of the LPGA Epson Tour girls, and they're competing. Several of them are competing to be in the LPGA, and I actually played with one of the girls yesterday, and her name's Amelia Lewis, and she told me that she was the first alternate to be in the U.S. Open in a couple of weeks, so she was pretty excited. And this is their road to the LPGA, so they have to get their card and score and make so much money. And she's pretty excited, but there's many, many good golfers. I saw this last couple of days. So we had a pro-am on Monday, a pro-am on Wednesday, Tuesday, a Women's Leadership Institute luncheon and training on helping women understand how golf is a place that you can do business and have relationships built. And this whole week, so the tournament started this morning. It started about 7:20, I think, was tee time for the first group. They tee off in groups of three, and they tee off from the first hole and also hole 10. And my husband, Willie, is actually announcing on hole 10. So they announce the girls that are teeing off right there. And then they play their round, and they'll start their second group around maybe noon, something like that, and the last girl will tee off around 2, so it's about a 4 to 5 hour 18 holes for them, so we'll probably finish around 7 tonight.
So what are you hearing from the golfers that are in town, maybe have never been here before? What are they saying, first of all, about Copper Rock, and then just about the area in general? Have you been able to talk to some of them?
I have, actually several. So when I've been just in the VIP tent just visiting with them, many of these girls are new. We probably have a third of them that are returning, and that third, they are either on the LPGA already and they came in to play in another semester tournament to see if they can get a win. And it's interesting because the last three girls that have won our tournament have all gone on to the LPGA, and it's their first win too. Like Bailey Tardy, her first year, that was the first win she'd ever had. Now she's in the LPGA. I talked to her the other day. She isn't coming to this tournament. She's doing really well. She's doing well in the LPGA. But then Dottie Adrina, I talked to her yesterday, and she's excited and hoping for a win. Her team that she was playing on the scramble in the pro-am, they won. They were 17 under.
Wow.
Yeah, they won. And then Savannah Villarbia, I think that's how you say her name, Villarbia, she won last year, and she's here again this year. So we'll see. We've got a good group. But most of these people that are here, they're talking about just the area. They said, man, when I retire, I want to come back here in 10 years. But this looks like this place is really growing. And they love our 365-degree views. And Copper Rock, they're really happy about the course itself. We've got a good maintenance group out there. It's a private course. And so the Newtons own that with the Ziddings. It's the Ziddings land. And just a beautiful, beautiful course. They've done a great job to manage and build on that. And what a spectacular course to play this tournament on.
Yeah, so cool and so neat that we can have a lot of these people come into town and into southern Utah and kind of see what we have to offer. Although, Mayor, we're growing so quickly. I almost want to say okay, let's not have anybody else come because we're just growing and growing and growing. And you may be at the forefront of all out there in Hurricane.
Well, I actually had a couple of different developers meet with me last week, and they said, we'd really like to buy this property. We're just doing some due diligence. What do you think about another golf course in your city? And I said, I would love one. However, it's water, and you've got to bring it with you. The ordinance states that you have to bring it. And so he's like, you're killing me. And I went, that's the way it is. You've got to find water and buy water and have water in order to do that. But I will tell you, this particular group wants to do something similar to what Copper Rock has done because it would be private. But that's a tricky thing. We have so many beautiful areas. A lot of these girls, after they played in the Pro-Am on Monday, Greater Zion took them over to Zion, and they were able to go on some hikes, and they took them up to Springdale and had dinner and just showed them our beautiful area. It's within 20 minutes, you can be at Snow Canyon, or you can go to Zion, and you can just see, you can go out to the lava tubes, or you can, just our whole area is just beautiful. You can go to the sand dunes and ride ATVs and get on the water at Sand Hollow or Quail. We just have amazing recreation here. Go ride the Gem Trail above Hurricane and on your mountain bikes. We just have it. That's why people like it here, is they can get outside.
Yeah. Yeah, we love it. We've known how great it is for a long, long time, those of us from here, but now the rest of the world is certainly discovering. Tell me about your golf game. You got to play in the Pro-Am, correct?
I played in two, one on Monday.
Two of them?
Yeah, we shot 4 under, and then I played on Wednesday, and we shot 9 under. So
now tell me how that works. Is a scramble? So there's four people or three on a team?
Well, actually, we have 4 people plus the pro, so there's actually 5. And okay. Those, the four team members can use the pro's longest, or the drive is the only one that you can use for the pro. And we used our pro's drive a couple of times, but I have to tell you, Randon Campbell was on my team, and he can outdrive the pro.
So
we used his drive a lot. And then I had Bobby Dennett with Dennett Construction. I had Max Aquin on my team yesterday, and they all have good drives. And so we didn't use any of my drives, but on Monday we used 2 of my drives, and it's just because a lot of times as a girl, you get that 100-yard advantage, and so even though I'm hitting off the reds, I got to be 100 yards above, you know, in front of other people.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's a nice advantage. I'll take it.
Plus you hit a straight, right? And that's
important. There you go. Yeah, I don't hit it out of bounds. I use the same ball.
For those who aren't familiar with the scramble, basically everybody hits from the same spot, and then you get to take whichever one is the best hit.
Yep, you pick up
then
your
when
ball
it gets
and go to the next one. Yep, to the
when
best
it gets
one.
To the green, you have you usually have the high handicap maybe putt first, and then everybody else putts, and you know see what the best putt is. And Nanette, I did Nevada Pro-Am way. I mean, we're talking 27 years ago or something like that, and I was the high handicap. They liked me because, you know, with the high handicap, they're like, yeah, we got this guy on our team so he can help our score and everything. But they were able to use a few of my shots, in particular on the green. I made a couple of long putts, and the guy that I was partners with was Marty Barrett, who was a former baseball player with the Boston Red Sox. But after I made one of the long putts, probably about a 30-footer, he came running across the green and jumped into my arms. Marty is only like 5'4" and maybe 140 pounds, but he jumped up into my arms and in celebration after I made the long putt. That's like my claim to fame, that Marty Barrett jumped into my arms in celebration.
Oh, that's cool.
I found out later he had a side bet with Greg Maddux. It was like $150 a hole, and so I just made him a whole bunch of money. And that's why he was excited.
Sure. Well, on Tuesday night, we actually had a big event out at Big Shots along with this Copper Rock tournament, and that was a Meet the Pros night. And they were doing a Make-A-Wish, like a donation and just a fundraiser there. And the family from Washington City, Tavita is the husband. I think the wife's name was Betty, but I might be wrong. And their cute little boy Zion, and they were darling. And their family, they had 4 kids, and they came and they joined Hurricane City to actually just play. And it was really fun to have dinner and play with them. And their wish was to go to Disney World, but this Make-A-Wish donation and I guess the fundraiser was for someone else, but they came just to support it. So it was really fun. And that was part of the Copper Rock tournament, is just saying we're trying to help different organizations. And so the two sponsors for this Copper Rock tournament is Hurricane City's Veterans Memorial Park and also the Dove Center. And people can jump on, and they can jump on the Hurricane City website and see our Venmo, and they can donate, and then go to the Dove Center website and donate. But we are doing pledges for birdies. And so if someone wants to pledge, and this is just saying, how many birdies do we think we could have during this tournament? And if some of the girls that started this morning, they get birdies on holes, would you pledge 50 cents or 10 cents or $2 or whatever? And how many of our birdies are made during the tournament, you could pledge that to go towards one of these charities. It's a 100% write-off for you on your taxes, and it actually helps both our Veterans Memorial Park or the Dove Center.
Did you ever think, as you got the job as mayor a few years ago, did you ever think that golf would be such an important part of what you do, at least this time of year?
Well, I'm going to tell you, because when I was on the council, the director of the tournament for Copper Rock had come into our council meeting. So I was on the council, and I was new. I'd only been on the council for a few months, so this was about 4 years ago. And he came in, and he had asked about the city's support with bringing in this LPGA Epson. It was Symetra Tour at that time, and then Epson purchased the contract after that. So the last 3 years it's been Epson. But when he came into the council chambers and he told us that it was going to be, you know, women's golf and that they wanted to support this, I was very supportive. I've always loved golf. I took golf in college, and just, it's a fun sport. It's something you can do when you're getting old. But I was super supportive, because I said, you know what, there's not very many opportunities you have to have a professional golfer come into your community, and I knew it'd be a really good opportunity for, I'll just tell you, Beaver High School, this is a great example. Their girls have come down and helped every single year. Well, their girls have also taken state every single year the last few years, and so they're seeing professional golfers, and they're becoming better golfers. So it's just like getting your kids in the gym. You take your kids to the gym and they see how to play. It just makes them active and better athletes and players, and that's what it's doing. It's helping our youth, but it's also great for our community to see good golf.
Yeah, that's no coincidence. And the Beaver coach would say, "All right, we're gonna expose you to some of the best in the game and help you understand." I think one of the things they see too is they see these professionals and they realize, okay, if I want to be good, I need to model my off the course life, the workouts and the work ethic and the practice after these professionals, because that's how you get somewhere in life. Takes talent, yes, but it takes hard work as well.
Isn't it interesting, when you see a professional, somebody will say, I'd give anything to play the piano like this, and you hear that professional piano player and they say, I have. And when I was talking, like Amelia yesterday, when I was talking to her, she said to me, we finished the round and we played 18. She'd already been at the range for at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half before we got there to start our round. And she said, I'm going to hit at the range again right now. And that was at 6 o'clock, because we didn't leave the course last night until 6 o'clock. And so she was going back. Yeah. And she's very committed. She was awesome. She was she's a great player. And so I'm cheering on lots of players. There's several that have come back this year, and I've made some good friends, and I love them. They show a lot of dedication and how to become good at something, and it's practice. You can become good at anything. And I'm actually living testament of that, because I knew nothing about city government until I got involved with the council and as a mayor. So I can say you can learn anything if you put your heart and mind and time into it. So
that's right. And a little seed of talent can grow it. I love your example about, you know, the concert pianist, and a lot of people say, I would do anything. I would give anything to be able to do that. But the truth of the matter is, no, they wouldn't. They would probably be there themselves. And, right. You know, I'm a big believer, Nanette. I know you are too, a balance in life. And I mean, we have families, we have grandkids, we have things that are important to us. And maybe at this time of our life, we can't, you know, devote some of the time it takes to be an expert at some of those things, be the top, be the very best at some of those things. But I have a tremendous respect for those that do. I remember years ago, Nanette, I was a radio announcer for Dixie State when they were at junior college.
Right.
And I'm not going to use the guy's name, but there were a couple of guys on the basketball team. Dave Rose was the head coach, and one guy had all the talent in the world. He was probably good enough to be an NBA player, talent-wise. And then the other guy was a little point guard on the team, and he didn't have much in the way of talent, but what he had was tremendous effort and work ethic. And I remember sitting with the coach and, you know, just kind of chatting with him, and they were going through warm-ups and practice and stuff. And I said, man, look at those guys go. And coach said, yeah, if I could take that point guard's work ethic and effort and put it into this other guy that has all the talent in the world, we would have someone special. But unfortunately, that's not the way it works. I have one guy, not much talent, all kinds of effort. Another guy, whole bunch of talent, not that much effort. And that's kind of the way things are a lot of times in life, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you're talking about work ethic, because anytime I think of someone that's actually puts forth a lot of effort, I think of military for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of it has to sit in the mud and it's freezing cold, and or in the rain or in the wind or in the sun. We went, my husband and I had hired a young man that had joined the military, and it was called a boss lift, and we actually flew down to Texas, and we were there for 3 days, and we saw what they did in their, just all of their routines and their training, and they're carrying 70 pounds plus coats. They're wearing all this full gear, and it's hot in the summer in Texas, by the way. And
a little bit.
Couldn't believe what they had to do. And it made me have such an appreciation for people that go over and serve our community. When you talk about dedication for something, I think of military, no doubt. That's just like the number one thing that I think of.
Sure.
And I watched these people just sweating in, you know, 100 degrees or 85 degrees, but it was humidity and carrying all this weight. And then to see what they do, that's, you have to be committed to do something like that. There's no sissies in that field.
That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those military, the veterans. When you talk about your veterans memorial that you're going to be working on, I want to kind of wrap things up with the golf tournament. So it's the Epson Tour tournament this weekend, and then next week, the LPGA senior tournament, championship.
Right. So anyone that's over 45 that's won the tournaments, that's the senior champions, they're having the senior championship next week. And so they'll have a pro-am on Wednesday, and then they're having their tournament starts Thursday, Friday, and then they'll eliminate as well, and they'll have their championship on Saturday. So some of your tickets are for this Saturday for the LPGA Epson Tour, and some of the tickets I brought in were for this next Saturday for the seniors. But they're for the VIP tent. It's called Club Hurricane. And I know you have some other things as well, but the ones that I gave to you are the VIP for Club Hurricane, and they can come in, have food, which is going to be amazing food, and then shade and watch the championship on both of those Saturdays.
And again, a reminder, we have tickets to, I just want to give away tickets to the Epson Tour tournament, which is going on this weekend. Next week, we'll concentrate on giving away those senior tournament tickets.
But, sounds great.
If you want to text me, folks, text me at 435-467-5842. It'll give you tickets, and I believe that didn't you say they also gives you access to the VIP tent?
Yeah, there are VIP tickets. You can go right into the VIP tent, have food, shade, and watch the tournament. You can walk along the course if you want to, but yeah, it's beautiful.
Text me right now. I want you to text me your name, and I'll have your phone number, but text me your name so that we can get you these tickets for the LPGA Epson Tour tournament going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. We're talking with Nanette Billings, and Nanette got a little
The tickets are only for Saturday, though, just so that you're...
Okay.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
And that's the day you want to go anyway, right?
Yeah,
that's the championship.
They can pay for tickets. I think they're $10 at the door. I'm like, when you walk in, if it's Thursday and Friday, but yeah, the championship, the tickets that are VIP are for Saturday in Club Hurricane.
Very cool. And appreciate Nanette for bringing those by. She actually stopped by last week and actually dropped them by in person. You're a mayor. Like you said a long time ago, mayor isn't a full-time job. It's not a part-time job. It's an all-the-time job, and you were running tickets all around town.
No, I wanted to make sure we got some out to different people because we want people to come and enjoy and see this beautiful game of golf and also see the course and come into Hurricane.
It's the Epson Golf Tournament. Again, the tickets are for Saturday. VIP tickets. Just text me right now at 435-467-5842, and we'll get you up. Actually, we can give away two or four tickets, depending on what you need. Again, 467-5842. All right, Nanette, we're going to get a weather break in here and play a couple of commercials. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple of things coming up for you, including a very important fundraiser and just some cool stuff happening in H-Town. Nanette, if you'll hang on, we will be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Andy Griffin Show today. Nanette Billings, Mayor of Hurricane City, is with me on the air right now. Hi, Nanette. You doing all right?
Yeah.
Everything's good. That's good to hear. I've been up at the state baseball tournament. That's where I am right now. Actually, I'm not at the tournament right this minute, but I'm in my son's house. And Nanette has been on a golf course a lot the last few days with the Epson Tour in town, and next week the LPGA Senior Championship, which is very, very cool. Nanette, we did not, one thing we failed to mention was the volunteers, the tremendous effort of the community stepping up and helping out. Did you say, I think you said, was it 700 volunteers?
550.
Oh, 550. That's a lot, though. That is an amazing effort by the community.
Yeah, and there's several. They're from all over the county, which is a real big blessing for our community to be able to have that kind of support. And when I say volunteer, they paid to volunteer. They paid $75 so they could have a shirt and two shirts. They're orange, like fluorescent orange and fluorescent green. And then they got a hat and then they're serving. And so it helps pay for food and shirts. And so they paid to volunteer. All 500.
Wow, you don't hear. I was going to say, you don't hear that very often. So yeah, I'm going to go work for free and help you out. And I'm also
and I'll pay for it. Yeah, and they spent their, cool. Most of them are there this week, so they're there. Some came on Monday because they had things that they were helping with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well, but they're here all week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then all next week as well. So kind of an exciting group of people. We just have some great people.
Yeah, we really do. They
love golf, and so they're happy to be spotters, or they're happy to be a marshal or a scorer. We're really grateful.
I know you had, and I can't remember the exact name of the program, but Chamber of Commerce put together a thing where, a lot of business is done on golf courses by men, you know, handshake agreements or whatever, but not so much by women. And so there's an initiative out there to maybe try to develop that a little bit. Tell us what you know about that.
I do know a little bit about it. They call it Her Golf. And Annie Simpkins is the one that started it here in this area. And then the Women's Leadership Institute has been kind of teaming up the last 10 years working with different executives within organizations of private business, really, and saying, how can we help so that women can either learn golf and be involved in those conversations? You know, I took golf in college. And so, know enough to be dangerous, but not great. I don't spend enough time on the golf course to do it. Actually, you know, it's interesting because as the mayor, our city, any city employees has the opportunity. That's the perk of being, I guess, the mayor or a city council member or a city employee is we have a golf course and they've allowed the city employees or the elected to go on the golf course and not have to pay for that. But I don't spend enough time, and it's obvious. So we actually had somebody come, our two city managers from Washington City and Hurricane City, Caden DeMille, and then Jeremy Redd. They were playing together, and then our two city attorneys, Tadzik Miller, and then Dayton Hall's Hurricane City attorney, and they were golfing together, and someone had said to them, Well, I can tell that you guys don't golf very much based on watching them golf. So they spend more time taking care of our city than we do golfing. But we all love it, and it's fun. And, you know, it's good to have those relationships. And I've actually had some really, really good meetings where I visited with people on the golf course and had that good conversation and helped build relationships and bridges over things that sometimes you can't fix unless you're just having a relaxed conversation. Sometimes very, you very can. Cool. Yeah. One thing I've learned, if you're not on the golf course, the other thing is just to be eye to eye and kneecap to kneecap sitting next to them. I feel like I've done that several times. I've had somebody come into my office and you're right next to them and you're having that, you know, you've got a couple hours on a golf cart. Visiting is kind of the same as just being in your office, but you're not across the desk from them and you're sitting next to them and you're trying to solve problems and find good solutions. That's the answer. So
it is amazing to me when you mention that so many of us hide behind a keyboard. And that's what I always call it, you know, not necessarily trolls, but people who, even though their name might be attached, or aren't afraid to make some pretty nasty comments through social media or otherwise. And you're right. You get someone in a room and you can kind of tell the jib of their chin, as they used to say, or the content of their heart, and really get to know people and talk to people and say, let's solve a real problem instead of hurling insults at each other. So,
right.
Yeah, well done, Mayor. Let's talk about some of the things you've got coming up. First of all, the Veterans Memorial.
Yeah, so we are raising money. I feel like a full-time fundraiser, actually, because that's kind of it's a project that I just said we need something in our city, and so I'm going to work on this. And so we've raised about $260,000, and you think, wow, that's enough. It's not. Just the bathrooms are a couple of $100,000. So we are still working to raise more money, and we will take people's money. We'll take their donations if they're wanting to help us with that. But I'll just say, when we look at something like this, if people are willing to do it, we're willing to say thank you. And so we're putting names on a donor board. And so anyone that donates at least $500, they can write their check out to Hurricane City. They can call in and pay on a credit card. They can hit on our Venmo app right off of our website. But we will take their money and we will put their name or family name or business name on our donor board and tell them thank you, because we're wanting to support our veterans. Now, these aren't just hurricane veterans. These are veterans from anywhere within the eastern part of the city. Leeds isn't going to be building their own. Neither is Tokerville or Leverkin or Hilldale or Springdale, Rockville, Virgin, Apple Valley or Leeds. I mean, any of those cities. So we're just saying Hurricane Valley. We do Hurricane Valley Chamber of Commerce. This is our Hurricane Valley Veterans Memorial. A lot of these kids go to school in Hurricane for high school. And then when they graduate, they go off and as a career, they've gone into the military, or after they've retired, or they were in the military and now they've moved back here. So they don't have to have gone to school here. And there's not a specific amount of, we just said, if they're living here, we're going to honor them and we're putting their name, and we're not waiting until people die to honor them. We're trying to get, so we have a QR code for that as well, that they can just sign them or their family members up that have been in the military, that have lived in our, you know, our east part of the valley. And can I say one more thing? I just want to say we're trying to get this money raised, because over the next couple of months, I have a couple of contractors that have said they would help us with this groundwork and to be able to get the infrastructure done so that we can put the sprinkler lines in. And the youth, we have some youth lined up right now that on September 11th, we're going to have a Just Serve Day. And that afternoon, it's going to start at 4:00, because we have from 4 to 8 that we're going to have, I bet we'll have 300 youth show up, and we are going to put in the sod and the trees, bushes, that kind of thing, that we're going to finish it up. We're going to have a little hot dog roast right there, have a ceremony and have a speaker from the military. It's going to be an awesome thing, but we're wanting to do a Just Serve that night. So anyway, we'll accept all the donations and we're trying to get started.
Tell me the vision. First of all, the location, and then what the vision, what it's going to look like when it does get finished.
So it's, the location is about 500 to 600 north. if you go all the way through Hurricane at 500 North on State Street, it goes towards the bridge. There's a new light there. And if you turn left to go to the cemetery, it's the property on the right before the cemetery. So it's right connected to our cemetery. And the vision of it, if you can picture a 125-foot flagpole, we had Jellystone. Scott Nielsen donated this 125-foot ionic flagpole to be seen from all over the valley. And then we're going to have all six branches of the military, their flags, and a monument for each of the branches of the military represented. It's kind of in a moon shape right there. So we can have a ceremony with our Utah State flag and our United States flag with those six branches of military right there, and we're going to have a few benches, some trees, shade, bathrooms, but parking. We're going to have some parking. And, you know, I'll say Interstate Rock there in Hurricane, they have committed to donate asphalt and concrete. So that's pretty huge. Just those.
Yeah.
They're not going to build it. They're going to, you know, the materials. But we're pretty lucky to be in a place where we have donations from people that have said, we'll help with that. We had, like, all three of their grandfathers were part of the military, and they support the veterans, and I'm just really grateful for a lot of good people.
I read a statistic the other day during World War II, and I know that was a long time ago, folks, but during World War II, 11% of American males that were eligible to be in the military were in the military, 11%. And right now, I know we're not at war, but we're down to, I think it's 1 or 2% of eligible American males are in the military. And we don't want to lose what we had. Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite because I did not serve in the military myself and say, you should serve. I didn't. You know, I don't want to be that way. But I do know that it is a way of life that can help many young men and young women to be successful in life. I know. Kobe Jenkins' daughter is at West Point
right
now.
She is, yep.
And
he's
doing
a
fantastic
job. Yeah, definitely. I'm supporting him. I will just tell you, I've told my husband this 100 times over our marriage, I said, you know, if I started over in life, I probably would have joined the military just because I love my country so much and I'm so grateful for people that have served. I'm positive I would have joined. But knowing what I know now, you know, and just you can only sign up when you're younger. You can't sign up when you're my age. Even though I'm 29, well, I still can't do it.
I will say this. You are serving. You're not serving in the military, but you are serving your city and your country right now as mayor of Hurricane. And that's pretty cool, too.
It is. It's good. I'm learning a lot.
All right. Got some winners of tickets. Clint is going to get 4 tickets. We also have Jeremy with some tickets. I think we're going to probably save the rest. I think there's 8 left. We're going to save those and give them away tomorrow on the program. If you're interested in checking out Championship Saturday at the Epson Tour out at Copper Rock, we'll have some more tickets giving away tomorrow here on the Andy Griffin Show. We're talking with Mayor Nanette Billings, Mayor of Hurricane City. We'll take a break when we come back. We're also talking about another project in the works at Hurricane. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, 949 on KDXU. We are speaking with Hurricane Mayor Nanette Billings. Nanette, thank you again for coming on the program.
Happy to be here. You know, before we move on, I just wanted to mention that Hurricane High School is playing up at the tournament you're at. And our girls,
they're at softball. Yeah, I'm at baseball, but they're
baseball, and they're playing softball. But they lost their first game against Ridgeline yesterday, and then they played Crimson and won 13-3. And today, I think they're in the final six, and so today they play Cedar at 10:30, and that'll put them in the final four. But they'll have a few more games.
Old region rival. Yeah, the only two teams undefeated on the first day of the softball tournament are Desert Hills and Ridgeline. They're the Ridgeline number 1 seed, Desert Hills number 2 seed, but it's good to see that Hurricane is still going in that tournament. We wish them certainly the best of luck.
I do too. I wish them the best of luck.
Now, I wanted to ask, it's kind of interesting as a I call us limited celebrities in Nanette, you and I, because people know us locally in town. But, you know, if we ask someone in Phoenix who Nanette Billings or Andy Griffin is, they have no idea, right? But as limited celebrities, we have to be careful about how we and what we endorse. If I were to say, Nanette, what's your favorite restaurant in Hurricane, you could really, that's not a fair question to the mayor, because you want all the
restaurants. Oh, no, I just tell people I don't have to be careful. I can say whatever I want.
Really? Really?
I tell people, this is where I
I have to be careful.
Oh, dear.
Because I know our saleswoman be like, hey, why did you say it? They don't advertise with us. How can you say? But anyway, yeah. But I was going to ask you, Nanette, I'm not going to ask you favorite restaurant, maybe your favorite food, your favorite type of food. If you were going out for one night and you could have anything you want, what would it be?
I love Thai food.
Thai food, really?
I love Thai.
Interesting.
In fact, I had not had Thai food until probably 10 years ago. I had limited, I guess I just didn't want to expand my palate, maybe you can say that. But I hadn't even eaten seafood till I was married for maybe 10 years because I didn't really like fish or the smell of it. But I actually love seafood and I love Thai food. I love
well, does that curry. Include sushi? You like? Do you like sushi, the raw fish?
Or? I do, and I like curry.
Okay. All right. I'm still, and this probably goes back to your roots, I'm still a barbecue guy. That
I love barbecue, though. Hey, I've actually expanded, and I pretty much like all food. There's not a vegetable I don't love. I love Brussels sprouts. I love them. So, I mean, I like asparagus and broccoli, and I love everything.
Folks that listen to this show know this about me. Cucumbers, I cannot eat a cucumber. I know cucumbers actually aren't that repugnant in They're most people say they don't really taste like much of anything, but for whatever reason, I cannot do a cucumber.
It tastes fresh to me. I love cucumbers, especially on salad. They just taste like fresh and goodness. I love them.
Well, that's good. And when they serve me cucumbers, I'm going to say, Nanette, here you go. You can
have
mine.
That's right. Move them to the side.
Real quick, I want to talk about your gymnasiums. You had I think the grand opening, but tell me what's the latest on that, or what's happening there?
Okay, so you know how something happens and you go, dang it, we weren't able to have our floors in for our grand opening. Well, the floors came the day we were doing the grand opening, and the sprinkler line that had been pressurized for, I'm going to say 3 months in the ground, so it's a pressurized water line, it broke. And we are so grateful that our floors were not down because we didn't ruin anything. Yeah. But it's fixed and they've got everything working now. And so it's repressurized and they're ready to lay floors. We should have it open by the end of May. Close to that, maybe the middle of June. But it's close. They're finishing up the last few things with getting the basketball standards in. You have to put your floor in so you have your lines in order for them to put the basketball standards. And we had to engineer, you knew that we didn't have engineered plans for that building, so we had to engineer the entirety of how we can hang our basketball standards from that metal. But we're pretty excited about it, and we are actually starting our four gyms right across the street from there where the old rodeo grounds was. So in that equestrian area, we're going to have four gyms start that building. We're hoping by the end of June that we can have work being, and I don't know when that will mostly be site work, that kind of thing, because right now we're looking at buying a building and then the bids from contractors to start on the site work. But yeah, pretty exciting. Yeah, we're going out for an RFP to buy the building, and then we're going to have the engineer work on that site work, and we'll have bids from contractors on the other.
Does Hurricane, if you were to say, you know, if you ask somebody, say, I live in Draper or I live in Santaquin or whatever, and somebody said, well, tell me what you know about Hurricane, Utah. Do you feel like, Mayor, that Hurricane has established a large identity? Like, what would people think of when they think of Hurricane if they don't live in the area?
They don't live in the area. Maybe recreation. Because we have Sand Hollow and Quail Lake that they can fish or boat. Surf, ride four-wheelers, jet skis, you know, up on Sand Mountain. We have biking trails, hiking. They might think of recreation, really.
And recreation, they go together, don't they?
They do.
Well, when you consider, too, the juxtaposition of, you know, Zion National Park, and, of course, you've got the two great lakes that are within your city limits. And, of course, like you said, it's actually not very far to Snow Canyon State Park. And it's just an incredible location.
Well, and I hope they think of small-town charm, because you still know your neighbors, and you can the beautiful part about living in Hurricane, you can know your neighbors, and they're good people. I just love the fact that if there's something, I can call a neighbor and say, oh, can you help me? And they will. And it's not because I'm the mayor. It's just, it's always been that way. We just have good people that live around us.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I feel like I'm forgetting. Is there something else coming up I'm forgetting, Mayor, that you need to remind me of? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
We're having Memorial Day's coming up, so we're excited to celebrate our veterans. We just hung up flags all through Hurricane City down the State Street so that we can celebrate Clairtel the 4th of July, and then we're going to have a fun 4th of July, and looking forward to that. Liberty Village, they're getting started with their property.
That's what it was, yeah.
I'm super excited because they're wanting to have the biggest celebration in 2026 for the 250th year anniversary for our country. They're wanting to have this great big birthday party, and I know that this is going to be an amazing landing point in Hurricane Utah with Liberty Village, and so we're feeling pretty blessed to get that.
Yeah, for sure. Tell me about Jellystone. How close is that to being open to the
May
public?
May 24th. You know? Yeah, someone can jump on.
Next week.
Yeah. They're going to be open. They can jump online and book a reservation. I looked on there and went, okay, I want to take my kids to this park. You have to actually stay there to go to the park. And if I looked at it and said, well, if we pull our toy hauler in there and we want to stay in our trailer and we bring some grandkids with us and our trailer will hold 10. So I went, man, if we want to bring some people, I think it ended up being about $280 for all 10 of us to go to stay there and to go to the park. And I went, that's not bad. That's a pretty good price to go to a water park with all your grandkids.
A water park, yeah.
So we're pretty excited. Incredible. We're going to do it. But yeah, they're opening up May 24th.
You're wondering where that is, folks. It's on that Sand Hollow Road. Isn't that the name of the road there?
Yeah, it is.
The road that takes you.
So right off of State Street, right off of State Street, which is SR9 at 3700 South, or excuse me, 3700 West. They can turn to the south and on Sand Hollow Road. They're in between Sand Hollow or SR9 and Sand Hollow State Park is Jellystone right there.
Yeah, and honestly, if you turn on that road and start heading toward Sand Hollow, you will not miss Jellystone.
They're on the left.
It smacks you right in the face. Like, what is that? Holy cow. And you see, the water slides and the towers and things like that. And a pretty amazing thing as Hurricane continues to become one of the most attractive places in maybe the United States, certainly in the state of Utah, to stay and spend time. And the mayor of that place is in the studio with us. Right now, Mayor, we're just about out of time. Best of luck with the golf tournaments.
Thank you.
Again, LPGA Epson Tour tournament starts today.
People can just show up and buy tickets if they want to, or they can get tickets from your show tomorrow, but we'd love to have them out there.
And then the Senior LPGA Championship, so not just the tournament, but the Senior LPGA Championship, is next week at Copper Rock.
Thursday, Friday, or the elimination, or where they're round where they play, and then elimination on Friday night. They'll cut because they'll have 120, and then it'll be 60 players on Saturday, same as this week.
Are you doing a pro-am next week as well, Mayor?
Only on Wednesday. Okay. They have one pro-am for the seniors. They don't have something Monday and Tuesday.
Awesome. She's Nanette Bellings. I'm Andy Griffin. Thanks for listening today. Thank you, Nanette, for being on the show. We will be back tomorrow, Open Line Friday, on the Andy Griffin Show. Also getting ready for the baseball state championship tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.